Street art is also sometimes referred to as graffiti art. It's often considered an act of vandalism, usually done anonymously and under the cover of night. But in Galesburg, a bunch of painters made street art during the day in a downtown park, and the public got to watch. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger was there and has the story.
The artists included men and women. Some have painted for years, others are just starting out. They did not fit the stereotype of a backwards baseball cap-wearing punk on a skateboard randomly tagging buildings. This was an organized event put together by the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. It brought the artists together on a sunny, hot, and humid midsummer afternoon. It did not rain, though the threat of thunderstorms lingered while live music rumbled through the park. Food was also available.
Isn't that the biggest dollar slider you've ever seen?
And there was spray paint. Lots and lots of spray paint.
My favorite part of doing these pieces is the motion and the sounds of everything clinking and clackering and getting through it.
This is Diego Perez.
You hear the paint peeling and spraying all around you. Usually have music in your ears. Not a bad day.
Street art is usually painted directly on walls, but most businesses don't want something quite that permanent. So each artist was given a 3-foot by 5-foot board of masonite to paint on. Street art is also usually done in a rush. For this event, the Art Center gave the artist 3 hours to complete a piece based on the theme, Organic Earth. Perez is using a lot of color. The piece is complex. It includes images of a Native American, an eyeball inside a wooden triangle, and skyscrapers.
Sort of actually in tying a little bit of like cityscape, you know, how culture has turned organic life into urban life, and that's sort of the idea behind the piece.
The urban space where the event is taking place is called Plaza Park. It's squeezed between brick buildings on Main Street. Wooden, bleacher-style seating rises along the perimeter. An elevated, round, concrete platform dominates the center of the park. Some of the painters set up on the platform. The others encircled the stage at ground level. Perez says he developed his style during the 16 years he lived in Las Vegas. He's now a tattoo artist in Macomb and does a lot of work based on what other people want. So this event was a chance to do his own thing. The heat made that a bit of a challenge. Street art is not done in a climate-controlled studio, and Perez is battling the elements as he tries to work some paint drips into the image.
It's hot out here right now. Yeah, so get it to cooperate, you just add a little more water there. Some more water. Drip, drip, drip.
Perez is not the only one feeling the heat.
Can you hear the sweat drop off my face?
This is Christina Diaz of Galesburg.
It's a sunny, it's a sunny painting, so it's okay to be in the sun. So it worked out.
Diaz's painting depicts a black and yellow bumblebee hovering near a blue rose. With few colors and images, it's a direct and bold painting, belying her indecision about entering the event. Diaz is a graphic designer at Carl Sandburg College, but says she has not done serious painting since she was a college student.
And that's been a while ago. So I was chewing on it, and on my lunch break, I went outside, and I thought about it, and then I saw this bumblebee, you know, on a flower, and it's just like, you know what, why not? I'm going to do that. It just spoke to me at that moment. It was a beautiful day, and I just wanted to capture that, you know?
While Diaz, Perez, and the other dozen artists painted, people walked through the plaza, snapping photos, chatting with the artist, or just stopping to check out the action. Barb Lutz appreciated the chance to observe.
Everything's really good. It just amazes me when people have artistic talent like this to watch them create. You know, it's one thing to see it in a store when it's already done, but it's pretty cool to watch them do it.
Lutz is from Champaign-Urbana. She was in Galesburg for a girls' weekend with her daughter. While in town, they saw a flyer for the event and decided to check it out, even though they were unfamiliar with street art.
We honestly thought it might be on the ground, to be really honest, you know, like chalk art, things like that that they use sometimes, and we thought that might be, so no, we weren't sure.
A few of the artists did work with their canvas flat on the ground. Others, such as Diego Perez and Christina Diaz, propped up the canvas on an easel. The event was called Battle for the Yali. Nearly 2 weeks later, after the paint had a chance to dry, the paintings were ready to be bolted to the walls of the L-shaped alley that runs behind the art center.
There's one.
All right.
Very good.
First one is mounted.
In short order, all the paintings were mounted. They were then sprayed with a clear coating to protect against the elements and vandals. Tuesday Chetton has been the Art Center's director for a bit more than a year. She came up with the idea for Battle for the Yali, and she says it worked out so well, she's already planning to do another one next year.
This is better than what I envisioned, actually. I am so excited to have this opportunity to brighten up our alley out back, and also just am really pleased with the city. This is such an awesome opportunity for them as well. So I can't wait to see what we get next year for Battle for the Alley.
Chetton has not decided whether to replace this year's paintings with those created next year, or if she will look to hang next year's elsewhere. She hopes this display demonstrates to business owners that street art can beautify the city's downtown area. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.